a defense one on each of their five goals in the opening game. So here we go, Craig. To start the playoffs in Edmonton and Vancouver, excuse me, looking for the opening goal of game two. Here's Hughes. GT Miller puts spot across. Scores! Power play goal! Elias Patterson!
Sometimes it's who gets it. Well, this is a double whammy here. As you know, Elias Patterson, under all kinds of scrutiny, hasn't scored in 10, and he just sets himself up, gets lost to the outside. And it's JT Miller selling shot initially that opens up the passing lane. You can see Skinner. Skinner squared to the shot that he's expecting from Miller. Look at the late reaction. He doesn't even get his body.
Besser with a shoulder check, but McDavid got to it first. Drops it off for Draisaitl. Shot doesn't get to the net. High with a backhand. And a rebound. Draisaitl sent that wide. Penalty pending against Vancouver. Here's Nugent Hopkins in front. And Hutt's got a stick on it. Diving is Bluger. Checked in by Bouchard. Tapped across. Over the slot. Big save. Shiloff. And a rebound. It is stopped off. Draisaitl.
Handle when they get time and space. There's the down low. Odd man rush. The sliding across.
Shiloff. Here's McDavid in front. Trying to leave it for Hyman. Knocked off his stick. Nugent Hopkins gets it back. And now Draisaitl surveys. Down low it goes, Gibbon goes, scores! Leon Draisaitl, power play goal, has tied it.
Well, that's a minute 33, and most of it spent with puck possession in the offensive zone. You think, can you be aggressive when you need to be? And this is just pinpoint passing right through Soucy. No passing lane taken away to McDavid. He goes between the stick and skates, and
clearly wasn't at his best in the opener. Besser able to keep that in. The backhanded front. Off the stick of Suter and wide. Henderson from the red line. That hit the lineman. Right back to him. McCann. Couldn't get the shot away. Here's Henderson. Short side stop by Skinner. Close call there. The penalty upcoming against Edmonton.
Controlled as the play went into the corner after this good save there. The penalty by Nugent Hopkins with the corral here of Pedersen as the rebound came back.
Quickly worked ahead for Hyman, and away goes McDavid. Draisaitl, and home! Big stop! Rebound! Off the side of the net! Shiloff's got enough of it! McDavid now, trying to center it again, through! And Shiloff has that!
He's got to go get another one. Good drive up the middle, which opened up the trailer in Ekholm. Look at the sprawl there by Hyman and the goaltender Shiloff. And then at the end, well, his resume from an NHL perspective isn't there. But when you get down to playing, it's just, can you calm yourself down enough? Can you make the big saves and not get too high or too low?
Don't think we saw McDavid Draisaitl together 4-on-4 in the opener, so Vancouver will have something different to deal with, but they score! Carson Soucy got it and deflected in front. And 4-on-4 works like a charm early again for the Canucks.
As Brock Besser with a nose for the net. It's not the speed of the shot, the intensity, as he's getting pressure. Watch the inside here. Besser just hangs for a second, gets himself down low. He gets the high tip. Miller's there behind it. There's the first tip. And you can see Skinner's thinking this puck's coming right into his chest. So he's up high, and then that high tip goes right down the
puck. In the regular season, McDavid was taken down, gets up and goes after the puck down in the Canuck zone. It's turned over. Here's Draisaitl looking to center. Ekholm scores! A quick response by Mattias Ekholm. The game is tied. 23 seconds apart.
McDavid, as they get the entry after McDavid got knocked down, he gets in, puts a little bit of pressure on Soucy here. That's a play you've got to be able to make. Instead, a forced pass off the skate. And how about being in the right place at the right time? Watch how quickly the reaction is by Ekholm. He got that between his
surrounded there. It'll come back to the line. Herodic across for Hughes in front, loose. Lafferty, oh, what a stop. Left hand save by Skinner.
Best as Hughes gets this one through in front. You get a rebound opportunity off the pad.
Miller hands it back to Zadora. He takes off down that left side. Scores! From an impossible angle, Zadora gives Vancouver the lead.
And what a goal that was. Just a simple play in the neutral zone, and he finds some open ice. Instead of getting crushed to the outside from almost at the goal line, and that's one for Stuart Skinner. He's down early and a little bit off that post. You've got to be tight to the back, but how about that shot? What a trade this has been for Patrick Alvin, a conditional fifth and a third.
Try to salvage one win on the road. You lose game one, okay, you adjust. Now you got an opportunity with an early power play to get right back in and try to settle things down here in game two.
Being outshot 15-13 in the game, here's McDavid gaining the line, working it back to Bouchard and across for Drysdale. One power play goal in the game. One at 4-on-4 for the Oilers. And again, Zadorov, the only 5-on-5 goal. McDavid off the puck. She locks down, and he'll sit on that and finish with a snow angel.
Hyman on that side. Instead, this one goes over the glove, but watch the late reaction as Hyman falls down. Now he sees the puck, tries to time it, and
comes behind the net. McKayev can't reach it, but Hoglander from the corner centered it. Bouncing puck, get flipped to the line. Soucy tried to step up. Here's a break. McDavid, home, three, scores! The game is tied! Off the stick of Connor McDavid!
You make any kind of little mistake, a bobble of a puck, a pinch there, now it's off to the races. Myers loses his balance, and how about that stick handling in tight? He knows the pressure's coming, but as soon as he gets it right here, he knows he's got separation. Nobody's going to get into his hands. Four quick moves and back to his forehand. Stick handle, stick handle. What does the goaltender do? Once he goes down, it's up and over the puck.
Out Letson. Here's Drysdale. Rick wide. Hyman. Cutting in. Bouchard. Fired. And that's stopped by Shelob. Came up to challenge. Bouchard's got it again. Shelob stops him again. Now it's McDavid. Rick wide, knocked down by Soucy. McDavid, Drysdale, big stop, she lost. McDavid in front. Here's Ekholm moving up. McDavid behind the net, in front, Hyman, stop, she lost. Drysdale, a whack at it, she lost down. Oh, it stayed out. He'd like to just keep it there along the boards. And we will go to overtime here tonight. In game two, at their playoff highs for time on ice, of the 28 shots for Edmonton, 13 by the line of McDavid, Draisaitl, and Hyman. A lot of lines first shift together this game, maybe the series, and didn't get a lot done. McDavid on the move. Here's Draisaitl back. Bouchard moving in. Different scores. Went off a Canuck stick! And the Oilers have evened the series!
Guys, well, here's why the top guys have played so well and played so much. It's the speed that backs up the Vancouver Canucks. A stop up and now a little open ice in this one. Yeah! Trying to go back door to Hyman off the foot of Cole. And no chance at all for Shelov. A heads-up play by Bouchard, trying to get it there, and he banks it in for the game's winning goal.
So Evan Bouchard with the goal, and the Oilers, a hard-fought win in game two, and now have gained home ice advantage. Final 4-3, game three Sunday. Here's Ron.